sister. You're making a noise, and nothing happens.
Looking, Paul.
It's better. That's better.
Morning, Mr. Edgecombe. Some Danish this morning?
Just two pieces of dry toast, Hector, thanks. Leftovers fine.
Dry and cold. Same as always.
Cold is better.
Especially on those long walks. Am I right? Don't let Nurse Godzilla catch you. She'll raise holy hell. You know we're not supposed to let you wander off. Where do you go every day? What do you do up in those hills?
Just walk. I like to walk.
You try not to fall down, bust a hip. Don't want to be no damn search party.
We always watch this stuff.
It's interesting.
Interesting? Bunch of inbred trailer trash. All they ever talk about is fucking.
One that causes people more than
is going to let you try the body strider.
You're dead! You can't come back!
It's bad. The Popeil pocket fisherman.
Oh, no, right. Take my husband, take my kids. But
are you all right? You look tired. You're not yourself.
No, I'm fine. I promise.
You're wearing yourself out with those walks every day. That's what I think. Not that you ask me.
I just didn't sleep well, is all. I had a few bad dreams. It happens. And I'll be fine.
Now, this here is worth a look.
like a gambler's lucky streak. When
we're out together, oh, what is it? Oh, my God.
I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak. But to thrill me half as much as dancing juice. Oh, I love to go out fishing.
I guess sometimes the past just catches up with you, whether you want it to or not. Silly.
Was it the film? It was, wasn't it?
I haven't spoken of these things for a long time, Ellie. Over 60 years.
Paul, I'm your friend.
I ever tell you that I was a prison guard during the Depression?
You've mentioned it.
Did I mention that I was in charge of death row, that I supervised all the executions? Usually, death row is called the last mile. We called ours the green mile. The floor was the color of faded limes. We had the electric chair. Oh, Sparky, we called it. Oh, I've lived a lot of years, Ellie, but 1935, that takes the prize. That year, I had the worst urinary infection of my life. And that was also the year of John Coffey and the two dead girls.
Through the E-block. E-block? Yeah. Right.
Christ, give me a minute.
You're right in there.
For a man pissing razor blades, yeah. Oh.
Should have took the day off, going to see the doctor.
With a new arrival, you know better. Besides, it's not as bad as it was. I think it's clearing up. Yeah, all right, let's look alive, Dean.
Yes, sir. They're riding on the axle. What'd they do? They bust the springs?
What is he yelling about?
Oh. You might want to reconsider getting in the cell with this guy. He's enormous.
Can't be bigger than you. I'm not going to have any trouble with you, big boy. Can you talk?
Yes, sir, boss. I can talk.
Move your ass. Let's go. Come on.
Percy. They're moving a house down in the infirmary. Why don't you go see if they can use some help?
They got all the men they need.
Why don't you just go and make sure?
Uh-uh.
I don't care where you go, Percy. Just a moment's not here at this very moment.
Wipe that grin off your shit-poke face, didn't I?
God damn it, Percy. Get the hell off my block. We're gonna get that looked at, Dell. In the meantime, you just stay quiet.
Yeah.
I let Harry take those chains off you. You're gonna be nice. Your name is John Coffey.
Yes, sir, boss. Like to drink, only not spelled the same.
Oh, you can spell, can you?
Just my name, boss. J O.
My name is Paul Edgecombe. If I'm not here, you can ask for Mr. Terwilliger, Mr. Howell, or Mr. Stanton, these gentlemen right there. Questions?
Do you leave the light on after bedtime? Because I get a little scared in the dark sometimes. If it's a strange play.
Stays pretty bright around here all night long. We always keep a few lights burning out in the corridor.
The corridor?
Right out there.
can sit.
Couldn't help it, boss. I tried to take it back, but it was too late.
Dean, pull Delacroix's car, take him down to the infirmary, see if those fingers are broken.
Yes, sir.
Of course they're broken. I heard the damn bones crack.
Did you hear what he was yelling when we brought the big dummy in?
How could I miss it, Harry? The whole prison heard. Goddamn Tracy. You probably have to answer for sending him off the mile.
I'll chew that food when I have to. Right now, I want to hear about this new inmate, aside from how big he is, okay?
Monstrous big. Damn.
Oh, he seems meek enough. Is he retarded, you figure?
Mm-hmm. Looks like they sent us an imbecile to execute.
Imbecile or not, he deserves to fry for what he done. Make your blood curdle. Hey, how's that pretty gal of yours?
Melinda's not so well, Paul. Not so well at all.
More headaches?
Got laid up with another one yesterday. Worst one yet. I'll be taken over to Vicksburg next day or so for some tests. Head x-rays and who knows what else. She is scared to death. Truth to tell, so am I.
It's something they can see on the x-ray. Maybe it's something they can fix.
Maybe. This just came in. DOE on Bitterbuck.
You didn't come all the way down here just to hand me a DOE.
I had an angry call from the state capitol about 20 minutes ago. Is it true you ordered Percy Wetmore off the block?
It is.
Now, I'm sure you had reason, Paul, but like it or not, the wife of the governor of this state has only one nephew, and his name happens to be Percy Wetmore.
Little Percy calls his aunt, squeals like a schoolroom sissy. He also mentioned he assaulted a prisoner this morning at a ship petulance, broke three fingers in Edouard Delacroix's left hand.
I didn't hear that part. I'm sure she didn't either.
The man is mean and careless and stupid, and that's a bad combination in a place like this. Sooner or later, he's going to get somebody hurt or worse.
Stick with it, Paul. May not be much longer. I have it on good authority that Percy has an application in at Briar Ridge.
Briar Ridge? The mental hospital?
Administration job. Better pay.
Then why is he still here? He can get that application pushed through. Hell, with his connections, he could have any state job he wants. You know what I think. I think he just wants to see one cook up close.
Well, he'll get his chance then, won't he? Maybe then he'll be satisfied and move on. In the meantime, you'll keep the peace.
Of course. Of course.
Thank you, Paul.
Hal, you give Melinda my love, okay? I'm sure that x-ray turned out to be nothing at all.
You bet.
It's just this big empty spot in the bed where my husband usually sleeps.
He said to tell you he's having a little trouble with that tonight.
Worried about Melinda and Hal? Is that what's got you up?
Yeah, that. Thanks.
Thanks.
Got a new inmate today. Simple-minded fella.
Do I want to know what he did?
No. Things that happen in this world. It's a wonder God allows it.
Why don't you come to bed? I think I have something to help you sleep. You can have all you want.
Still got something wrong with my waterworks. I don't want to pass it on to you.
Have you seen Doc Bishop yet?
No. Because he's just going to want me to take sulfa tablets and I'll spend the rest of the week puking in every corner of my office. It will run its course all by itself. Thank you very much for your concern.
Poor old guy.
Paul?
Dean. Yeah?
I guess the legislature loosened up those price strings enough to hire on a new guard. Thank you. Look again. It's right there.
It ain't normal for a mouse to come upon people this way. Maybe it's rabbit.
Oh, holy Christ. Yeah, could be. Oh, the big mouse expert. The mouse man. What are you seeing foaming at the mouth, mouse man?
I don't see its mouth at all. Oh, brutal, no. We'll be hip deep in my swamp.
I just want to see what it'll do. In the interest of science, like.
He's in the damn restraint room. And you just know he's chewing the padding out of the walls, making himself a nice little nest.
All right. Let's go get the damn mouse. Let him get past you.
No, I did not. I've been here all the time.
Where the hell is he?
Well, I don't know.
Three grown men. Outsmarted by a mouse.
Well, bright side is, all this commotion probably scared him off for good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the last we'll see of him.
Son of a bitch.
Well, I'm damned. There he is, big as Billy Befrigged. I thought Brutal was pulling my leg.
That's a goddamn mouse.
Yeah. Brute said he was in here last night begging for food. He come right on up to the desk.
Give him some room, Percy.
Huh?
See what he does.
All right.
kill you, you... Stop! Hunt you, little vermin! I'm gonna stomp your life out!
Just a little mouse!
Dirty, you ugly little pizza!
Are you listening to
Dunk! Me? Pussy! I'm gonna rip your diseased head off, you little piece of shit!
Met your mouse.
It's in here somewhere. I'm gonna squish a little son of a bitch.
Percy, we already tried that.
Huh? What'd you say?
I said that we... Knock yourself out. Hope you nail the bastard.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, ain't in there, huh? Don't that beat the mousy band?
Percy? You want to think about what you were doing just now?
I was trying to get the mouse. Are you blind?
You also scared the living crap out of me and Bill. Not to mention the inmates.
So what? They are in cradle school, in case you didn't notice. Although you treat them that way half the time.
We don't scare them any more than we have to, Percy. They're under enough strain as it is.
Men under strain can snap, hurt themselves and hurt others. That's why our job is talking, not yelling. You'd be better to think of this place like as an intensive care ward of a hospital.
I think of it as a bucket of piss to drown rats in. That's all. Anybody doesn't like it, You can kiss my ass. Yeah, you try it. Go on, try it. You'll be on the bread lines before the week is out.
Okay, brutal. We all know who your connections are, Percy. You ever threaten a man on this block again, we all gonna have a go. Job be damned.
You done?
Get all this shit back in the restraint room. You are cluttering up my mind. Two rehearsals before he gets back.
All right, sundown, sitting down, rehearsing now. Everybody settle.
Alan Bitterbuck, step forward.
Stepping forward, stepping forward, stepping forward.
Is his head properly shaved?
Nope, it's all dandruff and smells.
I will take that as a yes. Let's go, Alan.
Walking the mile, walking the mile, walking the mile. Walking a mile. I'm getting to my knees, praying, Lord is my shepherd, and so forth and so on. Sorry for all the bad shit I've done and people I've tramped on and everything, and I hope they forgive me, and I'll never do it again, that's for sure.
Paul, and we're not going to have some Cherokee medicine man in here whooping, hollering, shaking his dick, are we?
Well, actually...
Still praying, getting right with Jesus.
Do it quietly, you old gank.
As I was saying, I don't believe they actually shake their dicks, Harry. Be that as it may, Mr. Bitterbuck is a Christian, so we got the Reverend Schuster coming in.
Oh, he's good. He's fast, too. Doesn't get them all worked up.
On your feet. Come on, Toot. You prayed enough for one day.
Get to my feet. Walking the mile. Walking the mile. Walking the mile. Walking the green mile. Walking the mile. Walking in the mile. Sitting down now. Sitting down. Taking a seat in old Sparky.
What do I do?
Watch and learn.
Watch and learn. Getting strapped. Getting clamped. Getting wired. All right. Getting all electrode.
Roll on one.
Roll on one means I turn the generator up full. You'll see the lights go brighter than half the prison.
All in better, Buck. You've been condemned to die by a jury of your peers. Sentence imposed by a judge of good standing in this state.
You have anything to say before your sentence is carried out?
Yeah. I want a fried chicken dinner with gravy on the taters, and I want a shit in your hat. But I got to have Mae West sit on my face, because I'm one horny motherfucker.
Oh, you bastard.
Quiet. Quiet. Shut up. Shut up.
Sorry, boss.
Toot, one more remark like that, I'll have Van Hay rolled on too for real. And I'll have one less crazy old trustee in the world.
It was pretty funny.
That's why I don't like it. We'll be doing this for real tomorrow night. I don't want anybody remembering some stupid joke like that getting going again. You ever try not to laugh in church when something funny gets stuck in your head? It's the same goddamn thing.
I'm sorry, Paul. You're right. Let's keep going. All right? Soak the sponge.
Putting on the black hood. And putting on my cap.
Why is he putting that sponge on his head?
Conducts electricity directly to the brain, fast like a bullet. You don't ever throw the switch on a man without that.
Hush up there, too.
Getting screwed. Mind getting kept.
All in better, Buck. Your electricity shall not be passed through your body until you are dead. In accordance with state law, God have mercy on your soul.
Amen.
Roll on, Two.
And that's that.
Shocking experience.
One of the witnesses showed up a day early.
Goodbye.
All right, let's do it again. Let's get it right this time. Get that idiot out of the chair.
You think if a man sincerely repents on what he'd done wrong, that he might get to go back to the time that was happiest for him and live there forever? Would that be what heaven's like?
I just about believe that very thing.
was 18. Spent our first summer in the mountains. Made love every night. And she'd lie there after. Bare-breasted in the firelight. And we'd talk sometimes till the sun come up. That was my best time.
All in Bitter Buck, electricity shall not be passed through your body until you are dead. In accordance with state law, God have mercy on your soul. Again?
Adios, Chief. Drop us a card from hell. Let's know if it's hot enough.
He's paid what he owed. He's square with the house again. So keep a goddamn hands off him.
What's up his ass?
You. Always you, Percy.
Oh, you gotta hate new boy? That's the way it is around here?
Why don't you just move on? Take that job at Briar Ridge.
Oh, yeah.
I know all about it. Sounds to me like a pretty good job.
I might just take it, too, as soon as you put me out front. Yeah, you heard me. I want brutal spot for the next execution.
Seeing a man die, now that's not enough. You gotta be close enough to smell his nuts cook.
I just wanna be out front, is all. Come on. One time. And then you know what? You be rid of me. I swear.
And if I say no?
Well, I might just stick around for good. Make me a career of this. Boss.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend lonely nights.
when our love was and each kiss an inspiration.
You are not going to believe this.
Look. I done timid at mouse.
We see that.
Watch this. Watch what he do. Ain't he something now? He's smart, Mr. Jangles.
Mr. Jangles?
That his name he was put in my ear. Hey, Cap, could I have a box for my mouth so he can sleep in here with me?
I notice your English gets better when you want something.
Want to see what else he can do? Hmm? Watch. Mr. Jangles? Mr. Jangles? Want to play fetch? Want to play fetch? Show a little lace shirt. Play fetch. Watch. You fetch it every time.
That's some smart mouse deal. Like he a circus mouse or something.
Correct. That's just what he is, too. He's a circus mouse. And when I get out of here, he's gonna make me rich. You just watch it. See if you don't do that. We play fish again?
Well. Looks like you find yourself a new friend there, Dale.
Don't hate him. Okay?
Is that the one I chase?
Yeah, that's the one. Only Dale says his name is Mr. Jangles.
That's so.
Dale's been asking for a box. Thinks the mouse will sleep in it, I guess. Might keep it for a pet. What do you think?
You know what? We ought to find a cigar box and get some cotton batting from the dispensary to line it with. Yeah. That should do real nice.
Man said, get a cigar box.
Paul?
Al, you want to see me?
Yeah. Close the door. So you know, you got a new prisoner coming in here tomorrow. William Wharton is what you call a problem child. Got Billy the Kid tattooed on his left arm. Been rambling all over the state the last few years, causing all kinds of trouble. Finally hit the big time. Killed 3 people in a holdup. One of them a pregnant woman. Bad news all around.
Hal?
It's a tumor, Paul. A brain tumor. They got x-ray pictures of it. It's the size of a lemon, they said. And way down, deep inside, where they can't operate. I haven't told her. I can't think how. For the life of me, Paul, I can't think how to tell my wife
She's going to die.
See Dr. Bishop. I'm going today. As soon as we get that new inmate squared away.
Not bad.
Oh, yeah.
William Wharton. Hey! You put on these clothes now, you hear?
We're gonna have to do this.
Hellraiser, huh? Look more like a limp noodle to me. Hey! Hey! You've been declared competent, son. You know what that means? Means you're gonna ride the lightning.
Mm. Yeah. Percy, could you shut up? Give us a hand here.
Hell raise.
You don't look so good. Look like you're running you a fever.
Boss Edgecliff, I needs to see you down here, boss.
I got things to tend to just now, John Coffey. You just stay still in your cell. E block.
Come on, shake me.
Shut up. Hit it, Percy. God damn it.
Come on, Percy. Hit me.
Hit it, Percy.
We dancing now.
God damn it, hit
him. Come on, Percy.
Warden.
Hit me.
Warden.
Warden me. Warden me.
You're
warning me. You're warning me. Well, come on. Yeah, big fucker. Where'd you come from?
Come on, Dean. Come on, boy. Get up. All right. Let's breathe. Let's breathe. Let's breathe.
Let's see it coming.
Come on, boy. Breathe.
Let's see it coming.
We thought he was doped, didn't we? Didn't we all of us think he was doped?
You didn't ask. Well, I guess that's not a mistake you've been needing to make again anytime soon, is it?
Percy, you make the report to the warden for me. Start out by saying the situation is under control. It's not a story. He will not appreciate you drawing out this suspense.
Well, what about you? You're about ready to collapse.
I got the mile. Till you all come back. Go on.
See you down here.
This is not a good time, John Coffey. Not a good time at all.
But I need to see you, boss. I need to talk to you.
Boss, you know you ain't supposed to then.
Mind your business, Dale.
What do you want, John Coffey?
Just to help. help it. I just took it back, Saul. Off of Tide, my boss. The whole Tide.
What am I do to you?
Hey, honey. How you feeling?
Oh, not too bad.
What did the doctor say?
Oh, you know, doctors. Gobbledygook, mostly.
Not that I'm complaining.
Uh-huh.
But we haven't gone four times in one night since we were 19.
Yes, yeah, that Jim Long's here.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me what's going on.
Well, see, the thing is, I never actually made it into Dr. Bishop's yesterday.
Brutal. Paul, listen. I'm thinking of taking the morning off sick. You cover the fort for me? That's swell. Thanks. Yeah, I know. I'm sure I'll feel better. Okay. Okay.
You're sure you ought to do this?
I'm not sure what I'm sure of.
Drink.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Cold drink. You're fine, thank you. Mr. Hammersmith, your office said I might find you at home today. I hope I'm not troubling you.
Well, that depends. Just,
Paul Edgecombe. I'm E-Block supervisor up on Coal Mountain.
Green Mile. I've heard of it. Lost a few clients your way.
I'd like to ask you about one of them.
Have a seat. Which client? Now you got my curiosity aroused.
Joan Coffey.
Coffey. Causing you problems?
No. Can't say he is. He doesn't like the doc and cries on occasion, but other than that.
He cries, does he? Well, got a lot to cry about, I'd say. You know what he did.
I read the court transcript. Thank you, Mrs.
My pleasure. Kids! Lunch is about ready. Y'all come on up. Come on, Mama.
What exactly are you trying to find out?
I've wondered if he ever did anything like that before.
Why? Has he said anything?
No, but a man who does a thing like that has often developed a taste for it over time. It occurred to me. Might be easy enough to follow his back trail. Find out. A man his size and color to boot can't be that hard to trace.
You'd think so, but you'd be wrong. Believe me, we tried. Like he dropped out of the sky.
How can that be?
We're in a depression. A third of the country's out of work. People are drifting by the thousands looking for jobs, looking for that greener grass. Even a giant like Coffey wouldn't get noticed everywhere he goes. Not until he kills a couple of little girls.
He is strange, I admit, but there doesn't seem to be any real violence in him. I know violent men, Mr. Hammersmith. I deal with them day in and day out.
You didn't come up here to ask me whether he might have killed before. You came up here to see if I think he did it at all.
Do you?
One seldom sees a less ambiguous case. He was found with the victims in his arms.
And yet you defended him.
Everyone is entitled to defense.
Keats! Lunch!
Y'all listen to your mama now.
I'll tell you something. And you listen close, too, because it might be something you need to know.
I'm listening.
We had us a dog. Just a sweet mongrel. You know the kind. Well, in many ways, a good mongrel dog is like your Negro. You get to know it. Often, you get to love it. It is of no particular use, but you keep it around because you think it loves you. If you're lucky, Mr. Edgecombe, you never have to find out any different. My wife and I were not so lucky. Adam, come here for a second. Come here. Please, sir. He still has the one good eye. I suppose he's lucky not to be completely blind. We get down on our knees and thank God for that much, at least. Right, Caleb? Okay, go on in now. That dog attacked my boy for no reason. Just got it in his mind one day. Same with John Coffey. He was sorry afterwards. Of that, I have no doubt. But those little girls stayed raped and murdered. Maybe he'd never done it before. My dog never bit before. But I didn't concern myself with that. I went out there with my rifle and grabbed his collar and blew his brains out. Is Coffey guilty? Yes, he is. Don't you doubt it. And don't you turn your back on him. You may get away with it once, or even 100 times. But in the end, you'll get bit.
John?
Smelling me some cornbread.
It's from my missus. She wanted to thank you.
Thank me for what?
Well, you know.
For helping me.
Helping you with what?
You know.
Oh. Was your missus pleased?
Several times.
John, I smell that from over here. I surely can.
Can I give Dale Mr. Jangleson?
It's yours, John. You can do with it as you please.
Here, this for Dale and Mr. Jangle.
Hey, what about me? I'm going to get some too, ain't it?
It's yours, John. As you please. Courtesy of the gentleman across the way.
Oh, John, that's so very fine of you. I thank you. Mr. Jingle, thank you. My mama will thank you, too, but she's dead.
Welcome.
Hey! What about me? Don't you hold that on me, you big dummy nigger.
Ooh, here comes the boss man.
You'll keep a civil tongue on my block. You get that one for free. But that's the last one.
That's it? Just that little bitty one? I guess I'm gonna have to pay you out for the rest, huh?
Yeah! Good shot, Warden. Look on your face.
You believe this? Son of a bitch pissed on me.
Woo! Y'all like that? I'm currently cooking up some turds to go with it. Nice soft ones. Have them out to y'all tomorrow.
We've been meaning to clean out that room for a while, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, be careful with that. That's fragile. Hey, what's it now? Moving day. Y'all want to come on in here and dust a little?
You can shine my knob for me while you're in.
You can come in here on your legs. But you go out on your backs, where did the kid go? Guarantee you that. Come on, fuckstick. No sneaking up on me this time. We'll go man to man.
Piss on me.
Give it there on the green mile. Thank you, Wild Bill.
No, I'll be good. Willis, I'll be good. Honest engine, I will.
Christ, he's fetching a fit.
He'll be fine, boys. Trust me on this one. One, two, three.
Hey, fellas. Hey, no, buddy. Come on, let. All I wanted me was a little cornbread, you motherfuckers. All I wanted me was a little cornbread.
I'll learn my lesson. I'll be good.
Psst. Hey, dude. Give me a nickel for that moon pie.
Things. It's a big day for you and Mr. Jingles.
What you talking about?
Important folks heard about your mouse.
Well, see him perform. Not just prison guards either. One's a politician all the way from the state capital, I believe.
You fellas coming?
No, we got other fish to fry just now, Dale, but you knock them for a loop, yeah?
You knock them for a loop, Dale. Just like Mr. Harris said.
All right, let's move briskly, folks. There's not much time.
All right, rehearsing now. Gotta move our ass. Ain't got much time.
I've been fixing the plumbing here for 10 years. Ain't never had to wear no damn tie before.
Well, you're the VIP today, Earl, so just shut up. All right, everybody have a seat.
Edouard Delacroix, electricity shall now be passed through your body until you are dead, in accordance with state law. God have mercy on your soul. Roll on two.
That's set.
Very good. Very professional.
Let's do it again.
You got all the words right. It sounded just fine.
Thank you.
Yep. And it's hard to keep a straight face when Toot's acting a goat. You got that chin strap good and tight, because his head is going to buck.
All right, break it up.
So?
Oh, I love Mr. James.
They laugh over there, they cheer, they clap their hands.
Well, that's just aces. Isn't that something? You done good, old timer. We're happy for you. Yeah, we are. Boo!
Percy, you shit. Dale, get up.
Dale, you numbwit. I didn't mean nothing by it. I was just playing. Come on now. I was just having...
She's sweet.
Wharton.
Soft like a girl.
Let him go.
Fuck your asshole. Then your sister's pussy, I think.
Wharton!
I let him go. I was just playing. I let him go. I've never heard a hair on his pretty little head. Your noodle ain't limp at all, lover boy. I think you're sweet on old Billy the Kid. Ooh, but smell you.
Look, he don't piss his pants.
Oh, my God.
Look what a big man done. He busts out the people with a stick. Maybe some over there. Somebody touch him, he may water in his pants like a little baby.
Dale, why would you shut up?
You talk about this to anyone, I get you all fired. I swear that to God.
What happens on a mile stays on a mile, always has.
Yeah, you keep laughing, you French fried faggot. You just keep on laughing.
Wetmore, good name for you. Where's Wetmore do a dance? Listen to him squishing in his pants.
Well, what about Dinky? He's got a little boy. He'd love to have a pet mouse, I bet.
How could a boy be trusted, Mrs. Zinger? We forget to feed him. I keep up with his training. I mean, he's just a boy, and that's fine, right?
All right. I'll take him then. Me.
Merci beaucoup. Thank you kindly, but... You live out in the woods. Mr. Django, he'd be scared to live out in the big woods.
How about Mouseville?
Mouseville?
Tourist attraction down in Florida. Tallahassee, I think. Is that right, Paul? Tallahassee?
Yeah. Tallahassee. It's just down the road a piece from the Dahl University.
You think they'd take Mr. James? You think he's got the stuff?
I mean, he is pretty smart.
What is Mouseville?
Tourist attraction, I said. They got this big tent you go into.
You have to pay?
Well, you shit me? Of course you pay. Dime a piece. 2 cents for the kids.
For the kids?
And inside the tent, they got this, Mouse City. Made out of... Oh, boxes and toilet paper rolls, little windows so you can look in. Plus, they got the Mouseville
all-star psychus. Yeah, there's mice that swing on trapeze. Mice that roll barrels. Mice that stack coins.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's the plate for Mr. Jenkins. Oh. You're gonna be as sick as a mouse, that dog. You're gonna live in a mouse city down in Florida. Oh, there you go.
No!
I knew I'd get him sooner or later. It's just a matter of time, really.
You fucking cruel bastard!
Give him to me. Give him to me, might still be time.
Help him. Please, Johnny, help him. Boss person bad. He mean. He step on Dale Mouse. I took it back to him.
Mouse.
Brute, you come along with me. You fellas going back to your privilege game.
Don't start in on me. You're just a mouse. Never belonged here in the first place.
Mouse is fine. Just fine. You know better at mouse killing than you are at anything else around here.
Yeah, you expect me to believe that, huh? I heard the goddamn thing crunch.
Aren't you glad Mr. Jingles is okay?
After all those talk we had about keeping the prisoners calm, aren't you relieved?
What kind of game is this?
It's no game. See for yourself. Go on.
Hey, Mr. Jingle, see to you. Don't let nothing happen to Mr. Jingle.
He switched him somehow, you bastards.
I always keep a spare mouse in my wallet for occasions such as this.
Oh, yeah, you're playing with me, huh? Both of you. You're just who the hell you think you are, huh?
Ah! We're the people you work with, Percy. But not for long. Percy, I want your word.
My word?
I put you up front for Dale. You put in your transfer to Briar Ridge the very next day.
Well, what if I just call up certain people and tell them you're harassing me, bullying me?
Go ahead. I promise you'll leave your share of blood on the floor.
Over a mouse?
No. But four men will swear you stood by while Wild Bill tried to strangle Dean to death. About that, people will care. Even your uncle, the governor, will care about that.
Thing like that goes on your work record. Work record can follow a man around for a long, long time.
I put you out front. You put in that transfer. That's the deal.
You make a promise to a man, you shake his hand. Delacroix, will you step forward?
Boss Ashgum.
Yes, Dale.
Don't let nothing happen to Mr. Jingle, okay? Here. You take it.
Dale, I can't have a mouse on my shoulder while you know.
I'll take him, boss. Just for now, if Dale don't mind.
Yeah, you take him, John. You take him till this foolish one be done. Florida to that mouthview?
We'll do it together, most likely. Maybe take a little vacation time.
Yeah. People bear down, but we used to see him. Two Sanford kids. Ain't that right, Bob's out?
That's right, Dale.
You're a good man, Bob's out.
sure wish I could have met you guys some ways out. Or if I'm gonna meet, je t'aime un petit.
Roll on one. Edouard Delacroix, you've been condemned to die by a jury of your peers, sentence imposed by a judge in good standing in this state. Do you have anything to say before sentence is carried out?
I'm sorry for it. Sorry for what I do. I give anything to take it back. But I can't. God have mercy on me. And this is what I say, amen. Don't forget about Mouthfield.
Hey. There's no such place. That's just a fairy tale these guys told you to keep you quiet. Just thought you should know, faggot. Edouard Delacroix, electricity shall now be passed through your body until you are dead in accordance with state law. God have mercy on your soul.
Roll on two.
Too late for that.
I didn't know the sponge is supposed to be wet.
No!
What do you mean, no?
How can you say no? You saw what he did.
Delacroix's dead. Now, there's nothing can change that, and Percy is not worth it.
So he just gets away with it. Is that how it works?
What in the blue fuck was that? There's puke all over the floor up there. And the smell. I got Van Hayden open both doors. But that smell won't go out for 5 damn years. That's what I'm betting. And that asshole, Wharton, is singing about it. You can hear him up there.
Can he carry a tune, Al?
Okay, boys, okay. Now, what in the hell happened?
An execution. A successful one.
How in the name of Christ can you call that a success?
Edouard Delacroix is dead. Isn't he?
Percy? Huh? Something to say?
I didn't know the sponge was supposed to be wet.
How many years you spend pissing on a toilet seat before someone told you to put it up?
Percy fucked up, Hal. Pure and simple.
That's your official position?
Don't you think it should be? He's putting in a transfer request to Briarridge tomorrow. Moving on to bigger and better things. Isn't that right, Percy? Yeah.
Barbecue! Me and you! Stanky panky, pew pew pew! Where Billy Jilly Hilly, our pa, it was a French fry Cajun named Delacroix. Woo! Barbecue! Me and you! Stanky panky, pew pew pew!
You're about 10 seconds away from spending the rest of your life in the padded room.
I could feel it from here.
What do you mean? You could hear it. Is that what you mean? You could hear it.
He out of the night, though. He the lucky one. No matter how it happened, Dale the lucky one.
Where's Mr. James?
Run away under the door. Don't think he'd be back. He felt it too. Knew me. Didn't mean to hurt him none. All that hurt just fell out. Awful tired now, boss. Dog tired.
Having one of her good days. I thank God for that.
What's a bad day?
Sometimes she's not herself anymore. She swears.
She swears?
Just pops out. Most awful language you can imagine. She doesn't even know she's doing it. I didn't know she'd ever heard words like that. To hear her say them in her sweet voice. I'm glad she's having a good day, Paul. I'm glad for you and Jan.
Honey, if you don't tell me what's on your mind, I'm afraid I'll have to smother you with a pillow.
I'm thinking I love you. I'm thinking I don't know what I would do if you were gone. I'm also thinking I'm going to have the boys over tomorrow.
Well, you sure do know how to cook chicken.
Well, thank you.
This is one delicious treat, man, before I go to work.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Hey, Brutal? You going to hog all them taters?
Yes, I am. Harry, you want some potatoes?
Come on, now.
What?
No, pretty soon we'll just see your feet sticking out of there, Brutus.
Yeah. Y'all saw what he did to the mouse.
I could have gone the rest of the day without you bringing that up.
I could have gone the rest of the year.
He did the same thing to me. He put his hands on me. He took my bladder infection away.
It's true. When he came home that day, he was all better.
Oh, now, wait. You're talking about authentic healing of praise Jesus' miracle.
I am.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you say it, I accept it. What's it got to do with us?
You're thinking about Melinda.
Melinda? Melinda Moores?
Yeah, so, Paul, you really think you can help?
It's not a bladder infection, or even a busted mouse. I think there might be a chance.
Hold on now. You're talking about our jobs. Sneak a sick woman into a sale block?
Oh, no, 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 no. Howard never stands for that. You know him. He wouldn't believe anything if it ever fell on him.
So you're talking about taking John Coffey to her. That's more than just our jobs, Paul. That's prison time we get caught.
You're dang right it is.
No, not for you, Dean. See, now, the way I figure it, you stay back on the mile. That way you can deny everything.
Why do I have to stay behind?
Well, our boys have grown up, gone off to school. Harry's girls, they're all married now. Brutus a single man. You're the only one here with two children, another one on the way.
But let's not discuss this as if we're thinking of doing it. Brutal, help me out here.
I'm sure she's a fine woman.
The finest.
What is happening to her is an offense, Brutal. To the eye and the ear and to the heart.
I have no doubt. But we don't know her like you and Jan do we?
And let's not forget, John Coffey is a murderer. Now, what if he escapes? I'd hate to lose my job or go to prison. But I'd hate worse to have a dead child on my conscience.
I don't think that's going to happen. In fact, I don't think he did it at all. I do not see God putting a gift like that in the hands of a man to kill a child.
Well, that's a very tender notion, but the man is on death row for the crime. And plus, he's huge. If he tried to get away, it'd take a lot of bullets to stop him.
Oh, we'd all have shotguns, in addition to sidearms. I'd insist on that. But if he tried anything at all, we'd have to take him down. You understand?
Tell us what you had in mind.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, I see.
You think this is enough?
I don't know.
Sure does, bollocks.
Yeah. Swell, brood. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. Hot in here. Boy, howdy.
Hey. I'm gonna get some too, ain't I?
My ass, you get some too.
What makes you think you deserve any?
Is that you're a big picker?
Well, the day report says he's been okay.
Hell yeah, I've been behaved. Come on now. Don't be stingy hogs.
Come on. Come on now, fellas. Come on, boss. I've been good all day. It's hot in here. Talk to this cell. Y'all get to drink. I'm thirsty. What you give me, son?
You gonna stay behaved?
Come on, Clint, you idiot.
You promised me. Or else I'll drink this myself right here in front of you.
Come on now, don't be that away. I'll be good.
Everybody wants out, now's the time. After this, there's no turning back. So, we gonna do this?
So, that'd be just fine. I'd like to take a ride.
Guess we're all in.
What is this?
Payback.
That's right.
No, you let me go! Let go of me!
Let
go!
What are you doing?
It's a lot of lead pipe.
Oh, Percy. What would your mother say?
You let go of me, you ignoramus. I know people. Big people.
Percy, stick out your arms like a good lad.
No, I won't do it. You can't make me.
Oh, you're dead wrong about that, you know.
Ah! 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 Ah!
You put your arms up, huh?
Ow, a big man is ripping your ears off, Percy. I do as he says. There you go.
Please, Paul, please don't put me in with Wild Bill. Please don't.
You would think that.
No, 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 you can't do this to me. You can't do this to me.
You in on a little secret, Percy? We can, and we are. A few hours of quiet time, Percy, so you can reflect on what you did to Dale.
Well, and if you get lonely, just think about Miss Leadpipe.
Right, let's go over one more time. What do you say if somebody stops by?
Coffee got upset just after lights out, so we put the coat on him, locked him in the restraint room. They hear any kicking or fussing in there, they think it's him.
What about me?
You're down in admin, pulling Dale's file, going over the witnesses on account of how big a screw-up the execution was.
We going for the ride now?
That's right. We going for the ride.
What about us, Dean?
You, Harry, Percy, all down in the laundry doing your wash. I'll take y'all a few hours before you're back.
Where you fucking going? Huh?
You a bad man.
That's right, nigger. Bait as you want.
What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong?
Some shine or what? Players ought to have their own electric chair. White man ought to have to sit in no nigger electric chair. Closer.
You're a bad man. It's Kathy, the lady in the rocking chair.
Shh. John, we have to be quiet now. You see her? You see the lady?
Yeah, we see her, John. Come on.
Thank you.
paper lady.
That's right. But how do you know?
Don't know. Tell the truth, boss. I don't know much of anything. I never have.
Still time back.
Boss, look. Someone's up.
This is a mistake. Oh, Christ, Paul, what were we thinking?
Too late now. John, you stay. Harry, you keep John here till we call you.
Goes there at 2:30 in the goddamn
Al.
Morning.
It's us. It's Paul and Brutal. It's us.
Jesus. It isn't a lockdown, is it? A riot?
No. Hal, for God's sakes, just take your finger off the trigger.
Are you hostages? Who's out there? Who's by that truck?
Here are the lights.
John Coffey.
Halt! Al.
Stay right where you are.
Relax. Now, take it easy now.
Don't you move.
Wait. John.
I'm warning you.
No, wait. Hal, listen
to me. Right there, I shoot. I said halt.
Hal, put the gun down.
Halt.
Hal.
Help. Help. Who are you talking to down there? God damn it.
Hal, now no, nobody is hurt. We are here to help.
Help what? I don't understand.
You're gonna have to trust me.
Don't you go in there. Don't you do it.
I'm not trusting visitors.
You stop now. You hear me? Paul, I don't want him up there.
Boss, you just be quiet
near me, pig fucker. Why do you have so many scars?
hurt you so badly?
Don't hardly remember, ma'am.
What's your name?
John Coffey, ma'am. Like the drink. Only not spelled the same.
Yes, John Coffey.
I see it.
What?
You be still.
Pick it up. Come on. Cough it out like you done before.
Oh, he's choking. Whenever he sucked out of her, he's choking on it.
John.
I'll be fine. Just let me be.
Yes. It was clear. There was no tumor. John, can you stand up? Can you turn around and see this lady?
What's your name?
John Coffey, ma'am.
Like the drink. Only not spelt the same.
No, ma'am. Not spelt the same at all.
No, you can't.
Found each other. We found found each other in the dark.
Take it, John. It's a present.
It's St. Christopher. I want you to have it, Mr. Coffey. And wear it. He'll keep you safe. Please. Wear it for me.
Down, we'll take the mules and train, pick him up again.
Take it easy, John. Come on now, you gotta stay on your feet.
You're never sitting on Sparky, you know that, don't you? He swallowed that stuff for a reason. I give him a few days. One of us will be doing a cell check, and there he'll be dead on his boat.
If that's his choice, he's earned it. Let's just get him back on the model.
You've gone so long while Bill's making noise like he's gonna wake up. What the hell happened to him?
He's hurting, Dean. He's hurting bad.
Okay, John. We're gonna sit down on your bed now. Here we go.
About Mrs. Morris. Was it like the mouse? Was it, you know, a miracle?
Yes. Yes, it was. Damn.
Take that tape off. You're gonna be calm.
My mother always said you do it fast, it won't hurt so much. Guess she was wrong.
Let me out of this nut coat.
In a minute.
Now. Right now. I want out now!
Shut up and listen. You deserve to be punished for what you did to Dale. You accept it like a man. Or else we'll make you sorry you were ever born. We'll tell people how you sabotaged Dale's execution.
Sabotaged?
How you pissed yourself like a frightened little girl. Oh, yes, yeah, we will talk. But Percy, you mind me now. We'll also see you beaten within an inch of your life. We know people, too. Are you so foolish you don't realize that? Let bygones be bygones, hmm? Nothing's hurt so far but your pride. No one ever need know about that except the people in this little room.
What happens on a mile stays on a mile. Always has.
May I be let out of this coat now?
my things. Think it over, Percy. Oh, I intend to. I intend to think it over very hard. Starting right now.
We'll talk. Sooner or later.
What were you looking at? What you looking at, you lamp noodle? You wanna kiss my ass? You wanna suck my dick?
Punished them bad men. I punished them both.
Why? Why, Wild Bill?
I saw in his heart when he grabbed my arm. I saw what Wild Billy done. Saw plain as day. You can't have what's in your heart.
What?
Caesar, what?
Take my hand, boss. You see for yourself.
Huh? No.
Please.
No. 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 No.
Please. I got to, boss. I got to give you a little bit of myself. A gift. A gift of what's inside of me, so you can see for yourself.
Percy Wetmore.
Son. Son, can you hear me?
Speak up if you can hear us.
I think this boy's cheese slid off his cracker.
Percy.
I don't know.
Gotta ask you a question.
That's right. One minute he was fine. The next, blind.
Dirty bastard ripped through the bars a few days back. Scared the boy so bad he wet himself.
See, we didn't even see it happen.
I was up in the office doing some filing, yelling.
I'll cover for you as much as I can, even if it means my job. But I have to know. Does this have anything to do with what happened in my house? Does it, Paul?
No.
Thank you.
sunshine peeps through. There's only one thing to do. Just wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Your castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. But no use to grumble, just smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day, say? Just remember that sunshine.
Does Hal know that Coffey's innocent, I mean? Well, can he help? Does he have the influence to do something about this? Stop the execution?
No.
And don't tell him. If it can't help, don't tell him. Ever.
I won't.
There's no way out of this for you, is there?
No. And I've been thinking about it. Believe me, I've been running through my head any number of ways. No. I'll tell you the truth, honey. I've done some things in my life that I am not proud of. But this is the first time I've ever felt real danger of hell.
Talk to him. Talk to John. Find out what he wants.
Hello, boss.
Hello, John. I guess, you know, we're coming down to it now. Another couple of days. Is there anything special you want to eat for dinner that night? Can rustle you up most anything. Somebody to say a little prayer with.
Don't want no preacher. You can say a prayer if you like.
Me? Suppose I could if it came to that. John, I have to ask you something very important now.
I know what you're going to say. You don't have to say it.
No, I do. I do have to say it. John, tell me what you want me to do. You want me to take you out of here? Just let you run away? See how far you could get?
Why would you do such a foolish thing?
On the day of my judgment, when I stand before God and he asks me, why did I kill one of his true miracles? What am I going to say? That it was my job. It was my job.
You tell God the Father it was a kindness you done.
you ought to quit on it now. I want it to be over and done with. I do. I'm tired, boss. Tired of being on the road, lonely as a sparrow in the rain. I'm tired of never having me a buddy to be with, to tell me where we's going to, coming from, or why. Mostly I'm tired of people being ugly to each other. I'm tired of all the pain I feel and hear in the world every day. There's too much of it. It's like pieces of glass in my head all the time. Can you understand?
Yes, John, I think I can.
Well, there must be something we can do for you, John. There must be something that you want.
Ain't never seen me a flick of show.
I'm in heaven. And my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Just like up in heaven. Fellas, this here's the hard part. I'll be all right in a little while.
John, I should have this just for now. I'll give it back after.
You know, I fell asleep this afternoon and had me a dream. Dreamed about Dale's mouse.
Did you, John?
I dreamed Mr. Jingles got down to that place Boss Howard talked about, that Mouseville place. I dreamed of his kids and how they laughed at his tricks, my. I dreamed those two little blonde-headed girls there. They's laughing too. I put my arms around them and set them on my knees. And there's no blood coming out of their hat, and he's just fine. We all watched Mr. Jenkins roll that spoon. How we did laugh. Fit to bust we was.
Kill him twice, you boys. You go on kill a raping baby killer twice. That'll be fine.
Wipe your face before you stand up, Dean.
I hope it hurts like hell.
John Coffey, you have been condemned to die in the electric chair by a jury of your peers, sentence imposed by a judge in good standing in this state. Do you have anything to say before sentence is carried out?
I'm sorry for what I am. Please, boss. Don't put that thing up on my face. Don't put me in the dark. I was afraid of the dark.
All right, John. John Coffey, electricity shall now be passed through your body until you are dead, in accordance with state law. May God have mercy on your soul.
one too.
Last execution I ever took part in. I just couldn't do it anymore after that. It was brutal either. We both transferred out, took jobs with Boys Correctional. It was all right. Catch 'em young became my motto. You don't believe me.
I don't imagine you lie to me, Paul. It's just that...
It's quite a story.
It's quite a story. One thing I don't understand. You said you and Jan had a grown son in 1935. Is that right?
The math doesn't work, does it? Do you feel up to taking a walk? Wake up, old fella. Wake up.
Oh, it isn't. It can't be.
Come over here, boy. Come on over here and see this lady. We had in mind, is it? But we make do, don't we, old fella? I think Mr. Jangles happened by accident. I think when we electrocuted Dale and it all went so badly. Well, John can feel that, you know. And I think a part of whatever magic was inside of him just leapt into my tiny friend here. As for me, John had to give me a part of himself. A gift, the way he saw it. So that I could see for myself what Wild Bill had done. When John did that, when he took my hand, a part of the power that worked through him spilled into me.
He what? He infected you with life?
It's a good word as any. He infected us both, didn't he, Mr. Jangles, with life. I'm 108 years old, Elaine. I was 44 the year that John Coffey walked the Green Mile. He mustn't blame John. He couldn't help what happened. It was, he's just a force of nature. Oh, I've lived to see some amazing things, Ellie. Another century come to pass. But I've had to see my friends and loved ones die off through the years. Hal and Melinda, Brutus Hal, my wife, my boy. And you, Elaine, you'll die too. And my curse is knowing that I'll be there to see it. It's my atonement, you see. It's my punishment for letting John Coffey ride the lightning. For killing a miracle of God.
Almighty everlasting God, source of all being and life.
You'll be gone like all the others. I'll have to stay. Oh, I'll die eventually. That I'm sure. I have no illusions of immortality. But I will have wished for death long before death finds me. In truth, I wish for it already.
Mr. Jangles? Where you been?
Been worried about you, boy. You hungry? Let's go see if we can't find you something to eat. A few crumbs, anyway. You like that?
I lie in bed most nights, thinking about it, and I wait. I think about all the people I've loved, now long gone. I think about my beautiful Jen, how I lost her so many years ago. And I think about all of us walking our own green mile, each in our own time. But one thought, more than any other, keeps me awake most nights. If he could make a mouse live so long, how much longer do I have? We each owe a death. There are no exceptions. But, oh God, sometimes the Green Mile seems so long.